Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the 10th in a series of short bonus episodes. This episode contains distressing themes, explicit language, and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. He obviously overreacted and assaulted her. He has no recollection of doing what he did next. This was a frenzied night terror. Peter Rauch QC, Swansea Crown Court, June 2020. October 6th, 2019. Officers from the South Wales Police rushed to an address in Pontypridd. Around 10 past 8 in the morning, the 999 operator was told by a caller that through the walls of their first floor flat they could make out a voice pleading, "I will have sex with you again. I won't tell anybody. Please let me go. I'll do anything. Please let me go." The woman inside the home continued to cry and scream as numerous loud banging noises emanated from the property along with a raised male voice. One resident had walked outside the communal area to investigate and looked up towards the window. They witnessed a woman pressed against the glass, mouthing the words, "Help me. Help me." Shouting from the male inside the flat continued before the sound of a struggle. Then there was silence. When officers from the South Wales Police arrived, they at first could not easily gain access to the property. They struggled to force open the door before it was finally broken down. But unfortunately, it was too late. The body of a woman in her late 30s was found on the floor of the home covered in blood. She was naked apart from a pair of socks. One window in the property was found ajar, suggesting the culprit had made their escape. The bloody trail was observed throughout the flat, and it was clear the suspect had made attempts to decapitate the victim. The scene was taped off, and a forensic team was called in. An alert was issued to track down the suspect, who the police believed was on foot. Several uniformed scene of crime officers were pictured outside the address on their hands and knees, combing the pavement for any evidence. Access roads were shut down, as storm drains in the surrounding streets were examined. The grassy area outside the block of flats was a hive of activity. Officers turned over the soil and slate chippings between a number of small bushes that decorated the courtyard between the homes. As a search was completed inside the property, two bloody knives were discovered hidden under a mattress, both of which it was understood were used in the crime. After the body was carefully transported from the scene, a post-mortem would later indicate that the victim had been punched repeatedly before being stabbed over 20 times in the upper body. South Wales Police Major Crime Team Chief Inspector Mark O'Shea addressed the local press, acknowledging the shocking nature of the incident, but he wanted to assure the community that instances such as these were extremely rare. The victim was later identified as mother of two, 38-year-old Sarah Hassel. She had made plans to visit her children on the day her life was taken. Questions were being asked as to how a military veteran ended up naked and pleading for her life in a flat on a quiet residential street. Detectives would take one step closer to finding an answer when only hours later a suspect dressed in bloody clothing was found by armed officers hiding in some bushes not far from the flat. He was taken into custody and arrested on suspicion of murder. As the news of Sarah Hassel's death was making headlines, a family who were living in the village of Simmons Yat in the Wye Valley provided a statement. Quote, "After growing up in the family home in Chelmsford, Sarah dedicated herself to 14 years of military service in both the RAF and the Royal Engineers. Her career was dominated by her commitment to mountain search and rescue. Sarah represented her units at both rock climbing competitions and competitive running. Sarah left the army in 2010 to embark and excel at even greater challenges, raising two young boys." Four days later, a suspect in the murder of Sarah Hassel appeared at Merthyr Tydfil Magistrates Court. He was identified as 37-year-old Brian Manship. The police had been called to his address, and it was there where the lifeless body of Sarah Hassel was found. Manship weighed around 20 stone. His alleged victim was small in stature, and he was almost twice her size. Clothed in a black camouflage hoodie, the defendant had a large tattoo of a cross on the left side of his neck, with a tragus piercing in both of his ears. Manship watched his counsel tell the magistrate the death of Sarah Hassel was a, quote, "sad state of affairs." The following day, Manship appeared at Cardiff Crown Court before Judge Ellery Rees. Dressed in a prison-issue tracksuit, Manship confirmed his name, age, and address. The trial was scheduled for the following year. Manship would be spending Christmas behind bars. With the murder inquiry progressing over the subsequent weeks, a public appeal was made by the investigating officers as they tried to track down any witnesses who had seen the suspect during the morning of Sunday, October 6th, as he made his escape. CCTV images which pictured several members of the public, some out shopping, some taking an afternoon run, were passed to the press in the hope that these potential witnesses might identify themselves and come forward to the South Wales Police. The images were captured around the Sardis Road car park, close to the home ground of Pontypridd Rugby Club. On October 5th, 2019, David Manship had travelled to a friend's home, and while he was there, he purchased 7 grams of cocaine. He spent the day drinking, consuming a bottle of vodka before heading to the Skinny Dog pub where he met Sarah Hassel. The Skinny Dog public house on Broadway near the River Taff was the location where former butcher Christopher May met Tracy Woodford 4.5 years earlier, while they were both on an evening out in April 2015. The pair headed back to May's flat in Andrews Court on Rickard Street. CCTV would capture Tracy's final moments. She was never seen alive again. A few days later, the police would arrive at May's home looking for the missing woman. It was not until they entered May's bathroom and pulled back the shower curtain, they would learn her fate. One officer who witnessed the discovery said it was as if someone had cut up a mannequin and placed it in the shower tray. Several implements that included a saw, Stanley knife, and secateurs were found at the property. Tracy Woodford's body had been dismembered with some of her remains hidden in a cupboard, and the rest in a storm drain near Pontypridd Rugby Club. May had hoped the remains would be washed out to sea. This case is covered on Season 3, Episode 34 of this podcast. In a macabre coincidence, Brian Manship's flat is close to Pontypridd Rugby Club and the storm drain where Christopher May hid some of Tracy Woodford's remains. While there appeared to be no direct connection between the crimes, stranger still, the similarities do not end there. Much like the incident 4.5 years earlier following a chance meeting in the Skinny Dog, the attacks would occur after there was an alleged theft, so the accused would later claim in court, not to mention the fact that the bodies of the victims were either dismembered, or as the evidence suggests, there were attempts made to mutilate the body. On Friday, January 17th, 2020, Brian Manship appeared for a plea in case preparation hearing at Swansea Crown Court. Manship admitted his guilt, telling the court he murdered Sarah Hassel in his own home on October 6th the previous year. Manship was told he would learn his fate at the end of March. However, due to the spread of coronavirus, sentencing would be delayed for 3 months. Sarah Hassel was on a night out in Pontypridd during the evening of October 5th and drank into the early hours of the next day. It was shortly before 2 a.m. and she was having a drink in the Skinny Dog. She was there with Brian David Manship, a man she had only just met. The pair headed to a nightclub called Club Ice, a few doors down on the same street, and stayed there drinking for around an hour. They decided to return to Manship's flat. The journey on foot is less than half a mile. However, they caught a taxi travelling on Sardis Road, stopping at an Asda petrol station. There, Manship picked up a bottle of vodka before they continued on the remainder of the journey. After arriving at the flat, Sarah Hassel would never leave alive.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When she was discharged from the army, Sarah, a military veteran, had struggled to adjust to civilian life. She was proud of her time in the service. She spent the start of her career working in northeast Scotland at RAF Kinloss as part of the mountain rescue team in Murray. A lover of the outdoors, Sarah would often spend her free time climbing, conquering some of the highest peaks of the Scottish mountains. Despite the difficulties of her job and witnessing some incredibly distressing events during her time with the mountain rescue team, Sarah was described as a happy-go-lucky person by her colleagues. Unfortunately, her time with the RAF came to an end. It has been reported that she failed a compulsory drugs test. She turned to alcohol as a way to deal with her troubles, and she grew apart from her husband. Sarah's drug use increased as her life steadily spiraled out of control. However, from all accounts, she was doing her best to plant herself firmly back on the rails. Brian Manship was a frequent drug user, and after he met Sarah Hassel in the Skinny Dog, the pair decided to head back to his flat to continue the party. There was no indication that a violent incident occurred on their night out together in Pontypridd, as the pair appeared to be getting on well. CCTV pictured them chatting calmly on the high street before getting into a taxi. Around 7 a.m. the following morning, there is evidence that Sarah Hassel was in the process of booking a taxi. Around 45 minutes later, Manship's neighbours heard an almighty crash followed by several more loud bangs. A female voice could be heard shouting, "Get off me. Leave me alone." Neighbour Philip Iverson went outside to investigate. He could see into the flat through a first floor window and noticed a female in her late 30s in a highly distressed state as a male voice shouted, "Get the fuck back in here." Sarah Hassel was screaming for help. She had only been in Manship's company for around 6 hours. The South Wales police were notified and rushed to the scene. However, the naked, bruised and bloody body of Sarah Hassel was found wrapped in a curtain soon after they accessed the property. Blood was smeared across the walls in multiple rooms, indicating the attack took place throughout the entire flat. This theory was bolstered by clumps of Sarah's hair found in each room. It had been forcibly pulled out. While the police were met by a horrific scene, the owner of the flat, Brian Manship, was nowhere to be found. He had escaped through an open window. Following a brief search for the suspect, as the scene was being forensically examined, firearms officers combed the area nearby. They began searching the overgrowth close to Sardis Road. Around 10 hours after the initial 999 call was made, armed officers saw something in the bushes. Focusing both a taser and the laser sight from a firearm, they saw a male emerge. Dressed in a green top and bloody, tight-fitting ripped jeans, the disheveled-looking David Manship slowly came into view with his hands in the air.
"Come on! Come to me!" OFC contact with the male. Stand by.
Get on his gun now.
Turn around!
After the murder, in a panic as Manship fled aware the police were on their way, he grabbed a pair of jeans. He didn't realise they were Sarah's. When speaking to a custody officer following his arrest, Manship reportedly said, "I'm quite pleased police caught me. I can get a good night's sleep now." During the sentencing hearing, Swansea Crown Court would hear a victim personal statement written by Sarah's husband, Graham, the father to their two boys. Addressing Brian Manship, it read, "Not only did you exploit a vulnerable person, you went on to kill her in the most horrible way possible, in a protracted and fear-inducing manner. She pleaded for you to let her go. I live with those thoughts and visions every single day. I have no doubt her last thought was her very young children she left behind. The time of writing this is the eve of our son's 9th birthday. He cried for her, wearing her coat which shows her diminutive size. It will be sad each Christmas, birthday, family meal." The prosecutor Michael Jones described the events and the savage and furious attack, which it was alleged stemmed from a heated argument. Lee Morgan, a paramedic who attended the scene, had provided a statement to officers. He described it as one of the worst things I have ever seen. Sarah Hassell's face was covered in bruises and tiny scratches, with her head almost severed from her body. Manship's defence counsel, Peter Rauch QC, told the court that his client had been out with Sarah Hassell before they returned to Manship's home. There it was alleged that the two took cocaine and were physically intimate. Early the following morning, Manship claimed that he awoke to find Sarah searching through cabinets and drawers of the property looking for more cocaine. A row occurred and Manship lashed out before committing murder. He, however, claimed that he had no memory of what happened next. Peter Rauch QC described how the death of Sarah Hassell would forever remain on the mind of his client and how sorry Manship was for his actions. Brian Manship did not appear in person. He watched his sentence get passed via video link from HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire, following the measures taken to limit the spread of coronavirus. In a statement read to the court, Manship documented his thoughts on the crime. There is not a day goes by I don't think of what I did. I will have to live with the guilt for the rest of my life. I can only imagine what Sarah's family must be going through. I wish I could go back and change it, but I can't. And it sickens me. Manship was told by the judge that Sarah Hassell seemed to be turning her life back around until they crossed paths. For his guilty plea, Brian David Manship was sentenced to life imprisonment. He was told by Judge Keith Thomas he would have to serve at least 20 years in prison before he would be considered for parole. So where are we now? Paying tribute to Sarah's family and thanking the public for their assistance in providing information which helped secure the conviction against Brian Manship, Chief Inspector Mark O'Shea, who worked the case, spoke about the killer.
Brian Manship is a dangerous individual, particularly to women. We know from this investigation that he's someone who can and does meet extreme violence out. And remains and probably will remain for a long period of time a danger to anybody, but particularly to women.
The chief inspector then went on to speak about Sarah Hassell and how she ended up in Pontypridd.
She came to Pontypridd for a visit with a friend who's got relatives in the town, and had gone out on that Saturday night just for a social evening. And tragically and unfortunately met Brian Manship. What we know about Sarah is that she was a very trusting individual. She enjoyed meeting people, enjoyed meeting new people. It would appear that Brian Manship has exploited that inherent trust that she had in individuals. She went to his flat and the tragic events of that early morning then unfolded.
Finally, detailing the type of person Sarah Hassell was, Chief Inspector O'Shea described how much she would be missed. He said, "Sarah loved meeting new people, experiencing adventures, and was someone who felt life was something to be lived to the fullest. She had a bright future and was looking forward to raising her children to be as adventurous as she was." Thank you for listening, and special thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Don't forget, They Walk Among Us will be appearing at CrimeCon in London on Saturday, June 12th and Sunday, June 13th, 2021. For details, visit crimecon.co.uk and make sure to use the promo code TWAU to receive 10% off. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.